Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Forgive me if this is going over my head. I just don't understand the logic. I mean, we've made massive progress since last year, and I think the defensive player of the award to Mobley and Donovan getting awards as well, not to mention Garland's performance this season minus the injuries, in combination with Kenny Atkinson's coach of the year is all proof of that. I think if you're looking for playoff success, you need a larger time span than one season to another to evaluate if you're moving in the right direction. From what we've seen, we have with this group of guys. Especially with the bench, you've got some depth, you've got some scoring. I just don't understand why it's not just a consideration, but almost a prevalent theory at this point.
Well, I think it's because it's been 3 years with this core, and I think they've gotten exposed in the playoffs each of the last 3 years. So I think you're right to say in the regular season, we've seen them take steps forward as a team. And the problem is once they get into the postseason, they're either hurt or they regress to the worst version themselves. Like, all due respect to Indiana, that should have been a more competitive series. All due respect to Boston a year ago, that should have been a more competitive series. And certainly 3 years ago, that Knicks series should have been more competitive than it was. All three of those ending in a gentleman's sweep when you were the favorite in two of those three series.
All right, Colin.
All right.
Ask, Dan, answer. Yeah, right. He loved the answer
so
much.
Too much.
It was a lot. Because I think he was working off of a one-year, it's only been one season. And maybe that's just Atkinson. I think a lot of people reset just based off of Atkinson. I take your approach with it. This has been 3 years. This has not been 1 year. This has been 3 years. And you have to treat everything that happened all in the cycle. But there are fans out there that look at it like it's been 1 year with Atkinson, and this is entirely too early.
Not to go all Kobe Altman on you, but the whole idea of increasing in the margins, because that was something you pointed out a multiple amount of times, you can get worse from a talent perspective, but if your pieces fit together, you've actually increased on the margin significantly.
Oh, for sure. I mean, that's part of the problem with this team and what makes them so confusing. Like, I heard, I like Nick Wright a lot. Nick was going through some of the East teams earlier today, and he was like, and the Cavs, they got so much talent, just doesn't work out for some reason.
Yeah.
And it's like, that's the true whole everything about this Cavs team is that we all know they have a bunch of talent. It just all doesn't work. Two bigs, two guards that are too tiny. It's a puzzle that doesn't have all the right pieces.
That's where I think you're onto something. Like, this is why it can't just be about trading Jarrett. Like, that's a good potential first step, but you're still going to have issues with how the NBA is going to attack you because Darius and Donovan, they both play similar games. They're both undersized point guards. Darius is a true point guard. Donovan's a combo guard. But at some point, you made a choice that this was Donovan's team 3 years ago. And I think we've seen for three straight years, I don't think it can be Darius and Donovan's team for them to succeed in the postseason.
I think sometimes people think about the NBA and you think about it in the same way that we look at baseball sometimes. It's like, oh, I just added a 7-win player and he can work with a 6-win player. Yeah. We got so much better. It's like, the pieces don't matter the same way in baseball as they do in basketball. How it all fits matters so much. And that's why the Pacers right now are thriving, Nick.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have such a great bench and everything, but think about what Tyrese Halliburton does on any given night and how he's able to make everything work. But he's still the star at the end of the day. Offense still goes through him, but if he needs to facilitate, he doesn't.
Well, and the crazy
and
part
makes it all work.
The crazy part about Donovan is, on one hand, there's just an overlap on how much Donovan and Darius, even in the playoffs, need the ball in their hands to be the best. To keep Donovan healthy, you do need like a true point guard, but you need a true point guard that is more low usage and somebody who gives you the 3-point shooting of Donovan, but maybe with some length and with some physicality that can then help protect Donovan And, you know, when you're trading off on screens, you can kind of hide Donovan on the court.
Yeah, and even to some of the other parts of the game, too. Like, just even the defensive side of the ball. You know, I mean, we kind of got on the idea that Boston would just matchup hunt against Darius all day. But when they were doing that, all of a sudden you turn around and the other side of it, Donovan was taking on more of the tougher opponents. Let's put it that way.
Dylan in Twinsburg. Welcome to the show, Dylan.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's doing up, all right, buddy?
There's no way I would break up, you know, Garland and Jared Allen at this point. Again, I don't know how long you watch basketball, or particularly NBA basketball.
157 years.
It's been a long time.
Well, you know, the key thing about it is you don't break the team up when they win 64 games. And I understand the playoffs are a whole lot different. The only criticism that I would levy in the whole thing is the maturity level and getting tougher. And those things, and, you know, again, I listened to, you know, Richard Jefferson and a few other people on your radio station. And I'm just telling you guys, you don't do that, you know, at this point. That would be, you know, cutting your nose off to spite your face when you're talking about breaking up the core right now. These guys are maturing the level. The same thing, you know, I can give countless examples. You look at it, OKC. Did they break up their core four after, you know, last year? They didn't do that.
Well, yeah, but they did trade Josh. Wait, real quick, but they did trade Josh Giddey to Chicago for a lesser player in Alex Caruso, who fit what they needed better. Like, they did subtract from their core in Josh Giddey.
Yeah, he's not. The whole point of it, that's not really your core. I'm looking at it just like this. You guys are summarily dismissing injuries. Like, it's just like, oh, it just happened. No, when you, like, Garland relies on, any guard relies on his speed and shiftiness. He had a toe injury. So you're going to get rid of him because, like, he had a toe injury, or like last year he had a jaw injury.
It's a lot of injuries, you know, Dylan.
Winning a championship, yeah, I understand that. But, like I said, winning a championship is hard. We had one of the greatest players to ever play. It took us to come back from a 3-1 deficit. It's not easy. It's like, oh, yeah, let me switch this guy out with this. It doesn't work that way. And I know I expect more from you, JP. Stop co-signing everything Nick said.
Yeah, seriously. Thanks, Dylan.
And I expect more from me, too.
By the way, every team in the NBA prunes that tree. Boston did it with Marcus Smart. I thought that was a great point. And not just Marcus Smart. The only two people that have been consistently there the last 8 years have been Tatum and Brown. If you look at everybody else that was there, Terry Rozier, no longer there. He went for Kemba Walker. Oh, by the way, Kemba was there. His legs fell off. Kemba was no longer there. Horford's gone there and back a few times. Like, we have to decide whether you want to win championships or whether you want to, like, love every player you have. Here's the thing. Every member of the core four, I have a big amount of admiration for. And if we're just in the business of feeling good and feeling great, fine. Then bring them back. But the problem is,
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The NBA championship has never been more attainable for a team like Cleveland. We're seeing it with Indiana. We're seeing it with Denver.
See how open the East actually is.
And the East is a hell of a lot more open than the West is.
It's there for the taking. Like, that's the thing. You're a couple moves away. It's there from the taking. Like, that's the part that makes me really want to do something, is that it's not like I feel like you run it back and, oh, you got some big wall that you're going to run into and be stopped with. No, you have a real chance to win an actual title. You just got to make the right moves.
You really got to stop agreeing with me, though. What show is he listening to that I just co-sign everything?
There's two routes I could have gone. I could have laughed and just kind of shrugged it off. Or I then in turn could have got defensive, but I think Dylan wanted that.
And you know what? I think Dylan.
Is he trying to drive a stake through us here?
Yeah. They're trying to do what you do with me and Mac.
No, no, no. That's just authentic, and that's how that one goes.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Alex in Fairlawn, authentic. Real quick, buddy, what you got for us?
Hey, John, how you doing?
Doing
hey.
Pretty good.
How's it going?
Thank you, bud.
Good. I really don't think you can be breaking up a score four. Dude, you saw what they did in the regular season. This is a first-year coach, and the reason we got gentlemanly swept is the whole team was hobbled. I mean, like you watched the game. I mean, Garland couldn't move. And another point to make is if you're trying to trade Ty Jerome, I think you just completely blew up his trade value.
So he's a – just real quick, Alex, he's actually a free agent, and it actually might have helped you bring Ty Jerome back because he blew up his trade value so much.
Well, yeah, it's a good point, but with that being said, do you want him back? Considering
yes.
how we
So I think that's actually a really good question because I think some people have moved on. We appreciate you, bud. I think now that Ty's number is going to come down because of how bad he looked in the postseason, I would bring him back, but you have to put him in the right situation. He can't be your starting point guard. Like the role he had in the Miami series is the perfect one, which is Ty Jerome hot tonight? Yes, he plays 30 minutes. No, he doesn't play 30 damn minutes. And you just didn't have that flexibility because of Darius's health in the second half of the Miami series and certainly in the first half of the Indy series.
Yeah, it's amazing the amount of money that it seems like he cost himself. Because there would have been a team like the Nets or someone that would have paid him $50, $60 million. It's just not going to be there now.
I mean, there was even some debate about that beforehand. Now that that happened, I'd actually kind of be surprised at this moment if he wasn't back next year.
I hope he doesn't sit up at night thinking about that. I'm sure he does. I hope he doesn't.
I don't think Ty sits up most nights thinking about much things.
I hope that's the case.
Like, I think he seems like a really low-key dude. He seems like a dude who just kind of rolls off his back.
Kind of describing him like Forrest Gump a little bit. And I don't know that Ty Jerome appreciates that.
No, I don't know. I'm just saying he's a very naturally mellow-seeming guy.
You got to be a couple fries short of a happy meal if you're not staying up thinking about the amount of money that you cost yourself.
Or he just doesn't have debilitating anxiety like you and I do.
Because you know that's all we would think about. I couldn't be a pro athlete for a lot of reasons.
The biggest one
is the amount of money I just realized I cost myself in having just cold streaks or stretches or like with the PGA Tour how they have like different putts that turn out to be worth like $300,000 or $400,000 at the end of it.
Yeah,
that would just drive me insane.
216. I'm actually calm, cool, and collected when everything hits the fan, so that's when I'll be my best. I'm kind of like the Forrest Gump of sports talk. 216-474-0092. Kind of. In certain ways. Should the Cavs listen to offers for the core four, specifically Darius and Jarrett, and an update on Shadir versus Joe Flacco in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.